pan-Europe, there's a huge demographic problem. Essentially, population growth is low. They actually need immigration to fill the gaps. And I'm strongly of the opinion that Say's law, supply creates its own demand, is absolutely essential for the development of economies. And the development of Europe over the next generation or two is going to be based largely on immigration and all the positives from that.
So, for every Oxford University study, every 1% increase in migrants, the average wage is lowered by 0.3%. I would imagine every 100,000 people who come to this country every year would add on 2% to the house price index. I mean, are you happy with that?
But it's using the market mechanism. And the problem we have here, housing is a great example, the inability of people to build sufficient houses. There are companies out there to build them, more than adequate skills to do that. Why aren't they doing that? And the reason they're not doing that is excessive planning regulations. Liberalize those and you will solve the problem. The market mechanism always works and supply creates its own demand. And I would apply that to immigration too, in the sense that people coming into the country, my view would be, if you can support yourself, if you can prove that you've got a job or that you've got a period of time to search for one whilst you're supporting yourself, allow people in. I'd have open borders. That is how you develop an economy.